Feeding trials conducted by the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center show a new, more ergot-resistant variety of rye can be included in the rations of swine as long as the energy content of the diet remains high. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Researchers with the University of Saskatchewan and the Prairie Swine Center are conducting feeding trials using a new high-yielding hybrid variety of rye developed in Germany that's less susceptible to ergot. The growth rates of pigs fed typical corn-based or wheat-barley-based diets were compared to pigs fed diets which included 40% rye. Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist nutrition with the Prairie Swine Center, says as long as the energy content of the ration remained high, there was no difference in growth, no difference in feed intake, body weight, or carcass composition. But with the low-energy rye-based diet, feed intake was reduced, so growth rates were slowed.
We were really interested in how this specific fiber composition might affect feed intake. So there had been two or three other studies conducted that showed that pigs fed diets with up to 40 to 50% rye did really well. But then when we did some work here a couple of years ago, there was an indication that when the diets contained a little bit less energy, then those with high rye didn't do quite as well. Typically what happens if we feed the pigs diets that are lower in energy, the pig will just eat more. They'll compensate for the low energy. And we had an indication in one of our experiments that this wasn't happening. So this experiment was designed specifically to test that hypothesis.
Dr. Beaulieu says the take-home message to producers would be that pigs will do fine with 40 to 50% rye in the diet, but the diets have to be formulated maintaining this higher energy composition. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.